Chapter 14. Percy and Padfoot. Harry was the first to awake in his dormitory next morning. He lay for a moment watching dust swirl in the chink of sunlight falling through the gap in his four-posters' hangings, and savoured the thought that it was Saturday. The first week of term seemed to have dragged on forever, like one gigantic history of magic lesson. Judging by the sleepy silence and the freshly minted look of that beam of sunlight, it was just after daybreak. He pulled open the curtains around his bed, got up, and started to dress. The only sound, apart from the distant twittering of birds, was the slow, deep breathing of his fellow Gryffindors. He opened his school bag carefully, pulled out parchment and quill, and headed out of the dormitory for the common room. Making straight for his favourite squashy old armchair beside the now-extinct fire, Harry settled himself down comfortably and unrolled his parchment while looking around the room. The detritus of crumpled-up bits of parchment, old gobstones, empty ingredient jars, and candy wrappers that usually covered the common room at the end of each day was gone, as were all of Hermione's elf hats. Wondering vaguely how many elves had now been set free, whether they wanted to be or not, Harry uncorked his ink bottle, dipped his quill into it, and then held it suspended an inch above the smooth yellowish surface of his parchment, thinking hard. But after a minute or so, he found himself staring into the empty grate at a complete loss for what to say. He could now appreciate how hard it had been for Ron and Hermione to write him letters over the summer. How was he supposed to tell Sirius everything that had happened over the past week and pose all the questions he was burning to ask without giving potential letter thieves a lot of information he did not want them to have? He sat quite motionless for a while, gazing into the fireplace. Then finally, coming to a decision, he dipped his quill into the ink bottle once more and set it resolutely upon the parchment. Dear Snuffles, hope you're okay. The first week back here's been terrible. I'm really glad it's the weekend. We've got a new Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher, Professor Umbridge. She's nearly as nice as your mum. I'm writing because that thing I wrote to you about last summer happened again last night when I was doing a detention with Umbridge. We're all missing our biggest friend. We hope he'll be back soon. Please write back quickly. Best, Harry.